This audio program has been produced by YBM. All rights reserved.
Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in your test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now, listen to the four statements.
A. They're moving some furniture.
B.
They're entering a meeting room.
C.
They're sitting at a table.
D.
They're cleaning the carpet.
Statement C,
they're sitting at a table,
is the best description of the picture. So you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
He's leaning over a container.
B.
He's digging in a garden.
C.
He's replacing some floor tiles.
D.
He's trimming some trees.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book.
A.
A customer is picking up some clothing at a dry cleaner's.
B.
A customer is trying on a jacket.
C.
A customer is handing a worker some cash.
D.
A worker is typing on a computer.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book.
A.
She's paying for her meal.
B.
She's pouring a beverage.
C.
She's facing a refrigerated display case.
D.
She's ordering her lunch from a server.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book.
A.
He's putting vegetables into a bag.
B.
He's setting up a tent.
C.
The rear doors of a van are closed.
D.
Some boxes have been stored inside a vehicle.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book.
A.
The speaker is positioned next to a podium.
B.
The man is drawing a graph on a presentation board.
C.
One of the women is watching a video.
D.
One of the women is adjusting her glasses.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book.
A.
Some chairs have been arranged on a balcony.
B.
A clock has been propped up on a shelf.
C.
Some placemats are laid out on a bench.
D.
A light fixture is hanging above a dining area.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 7. Number 7.
Where is the closest coffee shop?
A.
From 9 until 5.
B.
It's down the street.
C.
Just a few office supplies.
Number 8.
Would you like a morning or an afternoon appointment?
A.
The afternoon, please.
B.
She was at her annual checkup.
C.
I can bring in the paperwork.
Number 9.
Are you having trouble with your internet connection, too?
A.
He'll take a connecting flight to Paris.
B.
We should double our order.
C.
Yes, I can't access anything online.
Number 10.
Who's that sitting in the lobby?
A.
That's the new summer intern.
B.
The armchair is comfortable.
C.
My hobby's photography.
Number 11.
What did Simone say about the project proposal?
A.
She said she liked it a lot.
B.
The other projector's broken.
C.
Right, I heard about them.
Number 12.
Would you like a free ticket to tonight's play?
A.
Which team won?
B.
A short intermission.
C.
No thanks. I have plans.
Number 13.
Isn't that new restaurant supposed to open soon?
A.
Yes, in a few more weeks.
B.
No, I prefer Italian food.
C.
A great lunch menu.
Number 14.
Why is the flight delayed?
A.
The prices are all displayed.
B.
Because we're waiting for a storm to pass.
C.
2 hours and 45 minutes.
Number 15.
Who's organizing the bowling league?
A.
It starts next spring.
B.
Stack the bowls on top of the plates.
C.
By alphabetical order.
Number 16.
Did you submit the expense reports?
A.
There's a lot of data to review.
B.
The team we saw last week.
C.
That's not as expensive as we thought.
Number 17.
Aren't we all getting new business cards?
A.
No, you have to request them.
B.
An upcoming conference.
C.
I just bought a birthday card.
Number 18.
How many people did you interview?
A.
The company newsletter.
B.
I've prepared some questions.
C.
3 candidates.
Number 19.
Sales of our strawberry ice cream rose by 10% last month.
A.
Yes, it was very cold.
B.
Get the fruit from Fresh Fruits Farms.
C.
I had no idea it was so popular.
Number 20.
Can you help me log on to my computer?
A.
Sorry, you'll need to call technical support.
B.
A password with both letters and numbers.
C.
That's a useful software program.
Number 21.
What time do you think we'll leave the zoo?
A.
Please go through the west gate.
B.
$15 for adults.
C.
Some of the exhibit lines are quite long.
Number 22.
The artist has signed the paintings, hasn't she?
A.
The opening ceremony.
B.
On both walls, please.
C.
Yes, she did.
Number 23.
How do you like traveling by train?
A.
I'm looking for a fitness trainer.
B.
Well, you know I hate flying.
C.
A round-trip ticket to Busan.
Number 24.
Would you take charge of planning Pablo's retirement party?
A.
Blue, red, and yellow.
B.
Turn the volume up, please.
C.
What's the budget?
Number 25.
You hired the new assistant director, didn't you?
A.
A wonderful new film.
B.
They were running a bit late.
C.
I haven't even met her yet.
Number 26.
Should we put the advertisement on the first page or the last page?
A.
The first page, definitely.
B.
He bought a newspaper.
C.
Last year in August.
Number 27.
I finished the building inspection.
A.
To my work email address.
B.
Did you find any problems?
C.
On the 7th floor.
Number 28.
When is Pierre scheduled to pick up the steel pipe?
A.
No, I'm sorry about that.
B.
That should be interesting.
C.
Well, the truck is gone.
Number 29.
Why am I not authorized to download this software?
A.
You'd better check with your manager.
B.
2 million so far.
C.
Is he a famous author?
Number 30.
Where do you park when you drive to Dr. Lee's office?
A.
An annual medical checkup.
B.
She thought it was the best treatment.
C.
It's more convenient to take the bus.
Number 31.
Aren't we getting a digital sound system?
A.
She was recently promoted to manager.
B.
You know how long the approval process takes.
C.
Because the store closes early tonight.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Thank you for registering with the Zimmerman Staffing Agency, Ms. Vogel. Why are you interested in finding a temporary position?
Well, I moved here recently, so I thought your agency would be a good place to find out about local companies. I don't have a business network here yet.
I see. Your resume says you have computer programming experience. That skill's in high demand.
Yes. I did programming for 5 years at my last job, so I'm very comfortable with it.
Excellent. We should be able to place you with an employer shortly. As part of the process, though, please come in on Wednesday to complete your paperwork.
Number 32. Why is the woman seeking a temporary position? Number 33. What skill does the woman have?
Number 34. Why does the man tell the woman to come in on Wednesday? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Rosa. I'd like you to attend the annual technology trade show in Montreal. A lot of other electronics companies will be there to showcase their latest products.
That's great. I appreciate the opportunity. Can I choose someone from my team to take with me? That way, we'll be able to visit more presentations.
Yes, that's a good idea. I'd recommend asking Taro to come with you. Why don't I call him to see if he can come to my office now and discuss it with us?
Number 35. Why does the man ask Rosa to go to Montreal? Number 36. What does the woman ask permission to do? Number 37. What will the man most likely do next? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Well, Ms. Yamamoto, your x-rays look good. Your teeth and gums are healthy. We'll do a cleaning at your next appointment.
Thank you. But I thought I was going to get my teeth cleaned today. I made an appointment for x-rays and a cleaning.
I'm sorry. Whoever scheduled your appointment must not have explained our policy. For new patients, the first visit is an inspection and x-rays.
I see. Okay.
Ms. Petrova, please schedule a cleaning for Ms. Yamamoto.
Of course. Before I do that, I see in your file that we don't have your records from your previous dentist. Would you please fill out this form so we can request them?
Sure.
Number 38. Who is the man? Number 39. Why does the man apologize? Number 40. Why is Ms. Yamamoto asked to fill out a form? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, I'm from the IT department. You wanted help setting up for a teleconference? I can answer any questions you have about the equipment.
Thanks. This is an important meeting. We're looking to finance a new project, and I'm going to present to some people we hope will become investors.
Okay, we'll make sure the technology will work smoothly.
This camera will automatically move to focus on whoever is speaking, right?
Yes.
But there will also be times that I want to control the camera manually. Can I do that?
Sure. You can do that on the control panel. Let me demonstrate how it works.
Number 41. Who will the woman give a presentation to? Number 42. What does the woman ask the man about? Number 43. What will the man do next? Go on to the next page. Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Ms. Gupta, do you think you could divert a little more money to the spring catalog?
Isn't your budget the same as last season's?
It turns out the cost of photography will be higher this time. Our spring footwear collection has lots of new colors and designs, and some old ones are being discontinued. About half of the photos from last season need to be replaced.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
We could try to find another photographer, but Stefan Vogel always does such a good job.
And we should keep him. Let's look at the plans for the catalog this afternoon and see what revisions can be made.
Number 44. What is the man concerned about? Number 45. Who is Stefan Vogel? Number 46. What will the speakers do this afternoon? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Did you hear about the smart screens that'll be installed in the guest rooms?
I did. They're supposed to make it easier for guests to control the temperature in their rooms, schedule wake-up calls, order room service, things like that. An installation should only take an hour in each hotel room.
But they're going to be using power tools, and the rooms are so close together.
The guest rooms are mostly soundproof. I just hope we have time to test the screens out before our busy season in June. I don't want to deal with complaints about them not working.
Number 47. Where do the speakers work? Number 48. What does the man mean when he says,
"And the rooms are so close together"?
Number 49. What does the woman hope to do before June? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Mei Ting. Do you have any updates on how the designs are coming along for our new line of school backpacks? The factory will need those to begin production.
I'm a bit frustrated, honestly. The design team originally planned to meet this week to make final decisions about pocket sizes for the backpacks. But Irina's been at the school supply convention all week and Samir's out on vacation.
So, what are you planning to do? The school year is starting in 3 months.
I was hoping to get some advice from you, actually, since you used to lead the design team.
Number 50. What type of product are the speakers discussing? Number 51. What is the woman frustrated by? Number 52. Why does the man say,
"The school year is starting in 3 months"?
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hello, I'm George from McKinney Environmental Engineering.
Hi, thanks for coming. As you can see, we manage a large forest here. We provide lumber, plywood, and fiberboard for the construction and furniture industries. These trees are our business.
And lately you've been noticing a problem?
Yes. Several acres of pine on the other end of our property. The needles are all brown. They look really unhealthy, but we can't figure out what's wrong.
I'll try to determine the cause. Might be a nutrient deficiency. First, I'll conduct some soil tests. Can you show me to the site? I'll follow you in my truck.
Number 53. What does the women's company sell? Number 54. Why is the man visiting the company? Number 55. What does the man ask the women to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
How can I help you?
Hello. I'm doing some renovating at home. I'll be replacing all the pipes, the sink, and the bathtub in my bathroom. The pipes are lead, and the other fixtures are cast iron. They're all very heavy.
That's no problem. We'll bring a dumpster out to your home. You fill it up with scrap, and then we'll come remove it when you're ready.
Okay. So, is payment determined by the number of days I keep the dumpster?
No, we'll weigh it before and after and charge you accordingly. Here's a list of charges by kilogram.
Number 56. What is the woman renovating? Number 57. What service does the man's company provide? Number 58. According to the man, how is a cost determined? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Finley Science Museum, can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling about the asteroid lecture at your planetarium this Friday. I represent a group of people with hearing impairments who will be attending the lecture.
Oh, yes. I've already been notified and I've hired a sign language interpreter. Your group has reserved seats on the right side of the theater, so they'll have a direct view of her.
Great, thank you. One more thing. At similar events, there have been problems with the venue being too dark. Could you make sure there's a spotlight on the interpreter?
Absolutely. I'll be happy to arrange that.
Number 59. Where does the woman work? Number 60. Who does the woman say she has hired? Number 61. What problem does the man mention? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and filing cabinet.
Hi, Hiroshi, it's Natalia. I know you're in the middle of completing the internal audit of our company's manufacturing processes, and I just wanted to know how that's going.
Almost done. It all looks good so far. There was one thing. I can't find the retired work instructions. You know, the old paper copies.
The old work instructions are all in the green filing cabinet in the office. The drawers are labeled.
Okay, great. The new industry regulations are pretty strict. But like I said, the processes that I've checked so far are all in compliance.
Number 62. Why is the woman calling? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Which drawer will the man probably check next? Number 64. What does the man say about some processes? Go on to the next page. Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and table.
Hassan, thanks for your help motivating the other servers to collect surveys from customers. We collected over 400 responses. The owners are going to use the feedback to make some changes to the menu and the table settings.
Your incentive of a bonus certainly helped persuade all the servers. I collected 63, and I know I'm looking forward to having a little extra in my paycheck.
Any plans for how you're going to spend it?
Actually, my phone is really old, and I've been wanting to upgrade it. The extra cash will help with that.
Number 65. Where do the speakers work? Number 66. Look at the graphic. How much extra money will the man receive in his next paycheck? Number 67. What does the man say he will do with the extra money? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and poster.
Satoshi, I'm planning a staff party to celebrate Lena's promotion to Director of Marketing.
That's a great idea. When are you thinking of having the party?
Most people said they'd be available around 5 on March 22nd. Does that work for you?
Well, I have tickets to a music festival that night, but the festival doesn't start until 7 on the 22nd, so I can come for a little while.
Great. I'll make a reservation at the new restaurant on Baker Street right away. I know Lena has been wanting to try it.
Number 68. What is the woman planning a celebration for? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Which day is the man attending a music festival? Number 70. What does the woman say she will do next? Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
Attention passengers. On Monday, some of our major bus routes will begin departing from another part of the station. All buses to Freeport, Johnstown, and Grant City will be leaving from gates 300 through 305 on the west side of the building. This change will help us to improve traffic flow. Since the new gates are a 10-minute walk from the ticket counter, we recommend allowing yourself extra time to walk there.
Number 71. Where is the announcement most likely being made? Number 72. Why is a change being made? Number 73. What does the speaker recommend? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following speech.
Welcome. Thank you for attending the grand opening of my new coffee shop. We're featuring our very own signature coffee blend. This coffee is distinct from all other blends on the market, because it has more caffeine than any other coffee, thanks to our roasting process. It's not all about caffeine, though. This coffee still has a rich, nutty flavor. I'm so confident of my new coffee that if any customers believe that it's not the strongest they've ever had, I'm offering a 100% money-back guarantee. Enjoy!
Number 74. What event is taking place? Number 75. What does the speaker say is distinct about a coffee blend? Number 76. What is the speaker offering customers? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following advertisement.
If you're looking for a unique experience for the whole family, why not try a tour of Baxter's Snack Food Factory? Each tour begins with a video about the history of Baxter's. Then, unlike most factory tours, we actually take you out on the factory floor. At the end of the tour, everyone receives a free bag of our delicious snacks. Tours are available every weekday, but if you want to see our production in action, be sure to come and visit us from Monday to Wednesday. We can't guarantee production will be running on Thursdays and Fridays.
Number 77. How does each tour begin? Number 78. What kind of gift do participants receive? Number 79. What does the speaker warn the listeners about? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Anna Messina from Messina Roofing, and I'm calling about the new roof for your house that you're remodeling. I've learned that when our representative, John, visited you last week, he only talked to you about the cost of the shingles and other materials. But an official estimate includes parts and labor. It's important that we discuss this soon. I'll be in your area this afternoon and could stop by if that's convenient for you. Please let me know when you have a chance.
Number 80. Where does the speaker work? Number 81. Why does the speaker say,
an official estimate includes parts and labor?
Number 82. What does the speaker offer to do this afternoon? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following broadcast.
Good evening and welcome to the program. Today we're discussing using social media to promote your business. As you know, there are many challenges in this area. In fact, setting goals for your company's use of social media is one of the most difficult. So that's what I'm going to help you with today. I'll show you how creating goals based on your company's specific clientele will make it easier to adjust your social media presence. So how do you do this? Joining me now in the studio is Lee Zhou, the founder of the company Spacetime Services. I'll be speaking with Lee about how she approached this task.
Number 83. What is the broadcast about? Number 84. What will the speaker help the listeners with today? Number 85. What will most likely happen next? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Hi everyone, I've got some big news. Our company has decided to move in an interesting direction, and it's going to affect us here in the marketing department. As you know, we've had great success getting stores to carry our line of fine cotton bedding, such as sheets and blankets. Now the company has decided to switch to using bamboo cloth for these products. The fabric is soft and durable, and also environmentally sustainable. Our job, of course, is to maintain and expand our markets for this new bedding. Now, you may be worried that customers won't be happy with this change, but I use these products. Let's look at some samples now.
Number 86. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 87. According to the speaker, what is the company going to change? Number 88. Why does the speaker say,
"But I use these products"?
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following introduction.
Thanks for coming to this month's meeting of the Emory Birdwatching Club. I'm very excited to welcome our guest speaker, author Kentaro Nakamura. He recently led a project in the Canadian wilderness where he spent 6 months researching bird migration patterns. In his lecture tonight, he'll talk about the dangers of light pollution to migrating birds and what we can do to help. After the presentation, please join us in the library for some drinks and treats.
Number 89. Where is the talk taking place? Number 90. What did Kentaro Nakamura recently do? Number 91. What are the listeners invited to do after the event? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
I'm glad to see everyone here for today's monthly team meeting. I'm quite impressed with the number of sales this team has finalized this month. Everyone met their quota, so congratulations. I read through your responses to the online questionnaire I posted. Thanks for sharing your ideas about professional development. Many people suggested improving our ability to create more attractive slide presentations. I agree, this will be useful when you meet with prospective clients, so I'd like to accommodate that request with an on-site training. A sign-up sheet has been posted in the employee break room. Just a heads up that we have a limited number of computers available.
Number 92. What type of work do the listeners most likely do? Number 93. What does the speaker thank the listeners for? Number 94. Why does the speaker say,
"We have a limited number of computers available"?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and dining room layout.
Hello, this is Megumi from Felmetric Limited. I'm calling about our company's anniversary dinner scheduled for this Friday at your hotel. We need audio equipment set up for the event host. Looking at the dining room layout, I think it's best to set it up next to the table by the window that is farthest away from the buffet. One last thing. I've shipped a box of our company's branded vases to the hotel. There should be enough for all the flower arrangements. Thanks.
Number 95. What will take place this Friday? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Where does the speaker want some audio equipment? Number 97. What has the speaker shipped to the hotel? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following talk and agenda.
Here are the topics we're going to cover in today's workshop on effective store management. I know interviewing is listed first on your agenda, but let's start with something more fun. Setting up displays at your clothing stores. Displays are important because they have the biggest impact on how your store looks during business hours. From signage to lighting, There are many factors to consider. I'm going to show some photographs of displays, and let's see if we can identify which are the most effective and why.
Number 98. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which topic does the speaker start the workshop with? Number 100. What does the speaker say the listeners will do next? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.